This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From the Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Let's start with Eazy-E in Mableton. Hey, Eazy-E.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Hey, so y'all were talking about stats earlier. There's only one stat that matters right now. That's 6-6.
Yep.
All right. At the end of the day, we have everything in front of us, and it's all up top, I feel, for Kirk Cousins, man. I don't want to hear nothing about no Achilles, nothing like that. It's all up top. Go out there, win a game next Sunday. That's the only way you get over this. Go out there and win a game.
Yeah.
Get this thing done. Let's get back on the right track, man. Let's go get this division, man. That's what we got them for, is to go out there. You know, we want a smart. We want a quick processor. Go out there and prove it now. Let them hang, offense. You got to let them hang now.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you, Eazy.
Yeah, only way to get over a loss is to get up under a win.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's amazing how quickly. Yeah, that's a great, that's a slogan for a t-shirt right there. It's amazing how quickly the loss is in the rear view if you're talking about something good. Or even like if they would have gone down and made it and scored a touchdown on that final drive.
Right.
The whole conversation about Kirk today would be not completely different,
no.
But it would be a little bit different because they would have won the game.
Exactly.
Like there's been games this year where they played pretty bad and found ways to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole tenor of the conversation on Monday and throughout the week is different because we say this a lot and we'll say it again because you have to. There's only two things that matter in sports.
Yep.
Winning's the most important one.
Yep.
And money's right after it.
Not too
Those are the only ones.
Not too far.
That's it. Winning and money. They lost and paid a lot of money to do it. So, anyway, Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
Mm-hmm. What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, I got two of them for you real quick. We're not going to complain about a win, but Kirby could have went for the field goal early in that game and prevented all that nonsense that kept us up all night. So what do you think about that? Mm-hmm. And why does the turf in the bends look so ragged, like somebody cleaned it with a rental cleaner?
Okay. Adam,
I didn't notice
the turf in the bends didn't look good. We talked about. I assume he's talking about going for two.
Yeah, I don't know why he went for two.
Not a point chaser. Feel like you go for two when you have to.
Yes, I'm with you.
Which is when you're down in the fourth quarter and you need the two to tie the game.
Which I'm with you.
But yeah, scoring a touchdown down 17 would have been seven, and then not getting the 2-point conversion there is just kind of unsatisfying.
I don't understand it. I was like, I still don't get it. Won't get it. I know what he said about
you
the
analytics. Right.
You know he hates that.
You
crap.
Can tell he hates
you
it.
You know he does. And it was a crap. And it was a bad call. The bad call didn't work, obviously. But yet, like Adam was saying, kept my ass up all night.
The other thing that sucks about it, and obviously they weren't thinking about it like this, but that was their best 2-point play, right?
Probably
the first one you run, right?
Yep.
You're probably going to run your best 2-point play. Little did they know they were going to need seven of them later.
Yes.
But it would have been nice to have that one when they needed the 2 points after the second touchdown they scored because they could have ended it right
could've
there.
The game.
Although it didn't work when they used it in the third quarter, so why would it have worked?
I don't know.
Overtime? I
still,
know,
when I saw that, I was like, I was baffled.
How many 2-point plays does an offensive play caller normally have?
Probably five.
Okay.
Probably five. I would think probably five.
Yeah.
And then if you want to switch which formation or something like that, but usually fire.
Because the Tech did that crazy formation on one of theirs, right? They way overloaded the left side. And did it work? Did that one work?
No.
I don't remember.
I don't, like, and it was crazy because
that one didn't work, no.
The thing with it was like, I just been, like, just run it.
Just run the ball.
Just run the ball one time.
Just give it to Nate.
Give it to Nate one time.
And they finally did.
They finally gave it to Nate.
In the eighth overtime.
Finally gave it to him.
Did you see the slowdown version, the video that the athletic department put out where after he scores it, Cash Jones comes and
yes.
went to grab and oh, right yeah. as he hit and him
then,
in the head,
and then
the fireworks
oh,
went
yeah.
off.
So cool.
So cool.
Boy, I tell you,
so
boy.
Cool.
How about them guys?
Who?
Cash, Dan.
Yeah, go on.
Jazz.
Jazz, yeah.
How about them guys, man? Making big plays,
tight ends.
Making big plays. Tight
quarterback.
Ends. Making big plays.
Yeah, it was a real whiteout on Saturday on Friday night. Whiteout on
How about
Friday
that?
Night
How about them dudes, man? How about them guys?
All right. Elijah is in Adairsville. Hey, Elijah.
What's up, gentlemen? I hope y'all had a really great Thanksgiving and got really full.
Thank you.
Yes.
Couple of things I got for you. How confident are y'all in this Falcons team? Because if we look at it, the football gods were on our side in the beginning of the season. We talked about it so many times about how they won this one-score game. They came back. They did this. Well, now it's fighting us because now the gods are, like, flipping the script on us. So how confident are you thinking that we're going to win this division? And then second off, when Kirk doesn't do his job, Andy, this is for you mainly. Tell me about Penix, because all I know about is his national title run last year,
yeah.
and that's it. I mean, he looks like Tim Tebow that can move and like Lamar and can throw like Vic. So tell me something about him.
Well, I'll say this. If any of those interceptions were because the ball wasn't thrown hard,
it wouldn't have been
you wouldn't
there.
Have to worry about that.
Yes.
Because Michael Penix has an absolute rifle for a left arm. He's probably more mobile than he gets credit for.
Yes.
They didn't run him a lot at Washington
because right.
they didn't need to. That wasn't the style.
Right.
Later in the year last year, they did use that a little
and
bit more because he could do it and it was effective. Again, certainly going to be a hell of a lot more mobile than Kirk Cousins, but most people are. So, yeah, arm strength is better. Mobility is better. He would obviously make a lot of rookie mistakes that you wouldn't expect Kirk to make.
Mm-hmm.
But Kirk made rookie mistakes yesterday.
He
like
sure
that's
did.
The thing about it. He's doing stuff that you wouldn't expect a 15-year veteran to make. So, yeah, I mean, just from a physical standpoint, I mean, Penix has everything you want.
Yes, he has all the tools.
Yeah.
He has all the tools.
What was the first one?
Confidence in the Falcons.
Not
really.
Not high.
No.
Not very.
But,
high.
I mean, but you said it earlier. Winning changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
beating Minnesota
would be a big deal.
Really, really would.
Yeah, it would be a big deal.
Really would. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Hey, greetings and salutations to all the Ohio State Buckeyes fans from the real Columbus. That's Columbus, Georgia.
is that a rivalry between the Columbuses?
Man, no, it's just every time somebody asks me where I'm from and I say Columbus, they're like, Ohio? I'm like, no, Georgia. Like, who cares about Ohio? But, hey, so my question, what was y'all's best Thanksgiving meal, or what was the best thing at the Thanksgiving spread? Randy, how much hair did you lose or pull out trying to watch that game going into eight overtime? And Randy, or Andy, be honest, how happy do you get when you see non-traditional white or white guys playing positions that typically aren't traditionally that position and they ball out?
Yeah, you mean like Cooper DeJean's playing good last night?
Yes.
Yeah, Cash Jones.
Yeah, look, Cash, look, you know.
Cash, man, that was a hell of a play, hell of a route.
He had a nice game.
Hell of a route,
too. Nice game in general. Yeah, I get happy.
Yeah.
I get happy.
There's no wrong with that. I don't pull my hair out. It was a lot of fun. We had fun.
Did you get a haircut today?
Not one on Saturday.
Oh. Because
I've got to go to the funeral there, so I
don't
get it cleaned up. But, yeah, no. I think we were having fun. Like, the overly emotional one is the 11-year-old.
Yeah.
He gets, like, teary-eyed. I'm like, hey, go up there with your mama.
He's right there
in
that prime sports fan. Like, you're in it, and you've been in it enough years to where you're in it, but also, like, you're not quite girls aren't your whole world yet, so it's like.
Yeah, going upstairs, dog. That's what I said, going upstairs. And then it was so funny because Sean was down there, and so Sean left, and Sean went because he had a project and stuff he was working on for school. And so Sean leaves, and then that's when the comeback happens, right? And so Sean tries to come back in, and Seb's like, uh-uh. Seb's like, you got to go back. And Sean walks in when Nate Frazier scores.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we jumping up and down and hugging and everything. But, yeah, It was. Oh, we had so much fun. Now, I couldn't go to sleep after. I didn't go to bed till like 1:30.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about 1:30, shots on deck to 1:30. So, needless to say, Saturday, I was like, I'm about to die.
Yeah, and luckily, felt your best
everything got canceled Saturday morning. Okay. So, I got a chance to knock out.
All right.
Like, whenever, if she gets up before me, then.
That's how you know you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When she gets up and says, hey, babe, I'm about to go shopping. All right. What time is it?
Have fun.
It's 8:30. Okay.
Dang, 8:30?
Yeah, dude. I was out.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was out, brother.
Good for you. There was one more in there from Mo, wasn't there? Back at the beginning of it? I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I thought I did a great job with the turkey this year. I don't know what I did different, but it was really good.
It's always like that, though.
It was so good.
Because you're not going to be able to make it like that again.
I know. I didn't do anything different.
Yeah, you know.
The only thing that was different was it was smaller than normal because it was just us.
Yeah.
So I cooked it on real low
because
I had more time.
Right.
I don't know.
Everything was great. My mom brought the dressing, the greens. I fried the turkey with neighbor Bob. Mama bought some peat cobbler. Oh, my goodness. And some chitlins. I got to make them outside because I want no problems with the chitlin smell in the house.
Yeah.
So I got to cook them outside.
Understood.
But the funniest thing, my wife made some kind of, dude, I don't know what she thought about when she made this pasta stuff, right? But she was making it, and I had some before, like, in the and her ass put raisins on it. And everybody in the house at the same time, hell no, we ain't eating that. I was like, I looked at my mom, I said, baby, wow. What you doing?
That's what they blame us for.
Yeah. And you know what? You know where she took it? Up the hill. And you know what?
You know who liked this?
And you know what message they sent her? Oh, my God, everybody was raving. We all of us were like, hell no, we ain't eating that.
I wish I remember the name of it. We had a couple friends come over later on Thanksgiving to have, like, some dessert and some drinks. And my buddy Brian brought a bottle of some kind of bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was the best meal. That was the best dish of Thanksgiving was that bourbon that he brought. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It was like 120 proof, but it tasted great.
Wow. The Falcons are golf clubs. That's what he said. They're the driver, the putter, and the wedge.
A lot of out-of-bounds drives yesterday.
Yes.
Best way to get over a loss is to get up under a win.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins looked like the bastard love child between Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota yesterday.
Yes.
And Lad McConkey needs to take his ass to Roscoe's.
Yeah, man.
You can be happy on a Monday, even when the Falcons lose.
Yeah.
And let it be known, Columbus, Georgia, the real Columbus.
I'll get behind that.
I'll get behind it any day.
I'll get.
And I've never been to Columbus, Ohio.
No, but I'm happy to talk trash about it. Columbus, Georgia is awesome.
Yeah.